As we begin this journey through Lent together, the church presents to us the struggle that Jesus had in the very beginning of his ministry, right after his baptism, as he goes off into the desert to fast and to pray. And in this experience, he's tempted by the devil. You know, temptation is something that we all struggle with and can take oftentimes the form of a heavy cross in our lives because of its unpleasantness. Came across a story not too long ago of a young man that was at the end of his rope, struggling with his own temptations, and seeing no way out, he dropped to his knees in prayer, saying, "Lord, I can't go on. I have too heavy a cross of temptation to bear." And the Lord replied, "My son, if you can't bear its weight, just place your cross inside this room. Then open the other door and pick out any cross that you wish." The man was filled with relief and said, "Thank you, Lord." And he did as he was told. And upon entering the other door, he saw many crosses, some so large that the tops were not even visible. And then he spotted a tiny cross leaning against a far wall. And he said, "Lord, it's that one that I would like to carry." And the Lord replied, "My son, that is the cross that you just brought in." And so today, as we reflect on the crosses in our lives, especially and when they take the form of temptation, they can sometimes be overwhelming to us, and we may feel like this man in the story, that that cross is just too heavy for us, and we want to trade it in for a lighter one, because the cross of temptation makes us feel uncomfortable or uneasy or anxious, perhaps. And thus, at times, we want to throw it away or run from it or even give in to the temptation, hoping that it will bring some relief to our stormy minds. However, it is Jesus who asks us to have the courage to resist and to carry this cross for him as he did in our own lives. Many people, when they're suffering from temptation, feel like they're already guilty of committing sin. But this isn't so. When we can't stop temptations from entering our weak minds. We have to remember that, because these only become sins if we take pleasure in the temptation or actually give in to it. We know that temptation is not a sin because Jesus was tempted when he went out into the desert for 40 days, and thus the good news is that he understands what we are going through when we are tempted in our own lives, and he's thus always there, eager to help us out when we call on him. We are not alone in this. Every child is tested this way, and many carry much heavier crosses than we do when it comes to temptation. But it begs the question for us today, why does God allow us to be tempted in the first place? Most of the saints tell us that temptation, when we resist it, makes us stronger. Resisting temptation strengthens our wills and turns them towards God for reliance. They humble us. If we were never tempted, the saints say, I wonder how quickly we would grow proud and drift away from God. We have to remember, as the saints say, that the devil does not bother with temptations with those that are already his. And so being tempted can be a sign that we're on the right road. And so temptations not only make us stronger, but they keep us dependent on God. They are a sign to us that we are walking with God as we carry the cross. Some saints have even called them tests of love. But by resisting temptation, we must remember that we prove our love for God and our neighbor. We have to remember, too, that like Adam and Eve, we are weak, and therefore prayer and the sacraments that we practice, especially during this Lenten season, are what keep us in touch with God's grace, which is always there to assist us. And so, just as Jesus entered the desert to fast and pray for 40 days and to experience temptation, so we as his church do likewise together. We enter into the mystery of Jesus in the desert, and we pray that, like Jesus, we too will triumph over the power of Satan as we pray, Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.